You know, actually, that bombing of our pharmaceutical plant previously by United States actually taken as wrong action, because that pharmaceutical plant producing only medicines for poor people here in Sudan, and sometimes we export the surplus of medicine to the surrounding neighboring countries. And all observers, they discovered that at that time and up to now, they are surprising of that bombing and that attack against that pharmaceutical plant. And we think that this bombing of this plant took place from United States of America, not due to the production of chemical weapons, because it was very clear to the United States of America, as they have latest technology and very high technology, and they know whether this pharmaceutical plant producing medicines or chemical weapons, but they have done so because at that time there were some differences between the two governments, the government of Sudan and the United States administration government at that time. And we consider what happened as a pressure and as a political pressure to the government, so as to abide by the instructions and the requirements of the United States of America regarding some other issues which is relating to the governance system in our country. And I think this compensation should be paid to the Sudan government due to that loss, because the loss was very big if compared with the Sudan revenue and Sudan income, national income, especially at that time. And the American administration should at fairest confess and acknowledge that they have done this wrongly, according to false information. And that attack actually considered as a humiliation of poor and weak countries. But this court, if ruling so, I think this will at least prove that Sudan government is was innocent and nothing produced in that pharmaceutical plant, as they accused that this pharmaceutical plant producing chemical weapons or chemical or any other weapons which is forbidden for third world country to produce.
Well, Dr. Abdul Latif,
I think that such attack by United States of America, also condemned not by African countries only, but by Arab countries, all countries enjoying the membership of Arab League, and all countries enjoying the membership of African Union, and also condemned from the whole world, because the bombing was not took place, or was not it took place according to a correct information, and this actually will be a black spot, a black spot in the history of United States of America, because at least they should assure from that and not to take such action to affect the people of the Sudan, as people of Sudan still they are very angry from that action, and this will not be forgotten by this generation or the coming generation, because it will be recorded in the register of history for Sudan people and for the people of the whole African continent and Arab world.
Well, Dr. Abdul Latif, the ruling basically agrees with the action against the pharmaceutical plant.
You know, actually, the pharmaceutical plant visited by a lot of people specialized in production of weapons, and also visited by observers and by different people coming from all over the world. And it was proved already that this pharmaceutical plant didn't at that time producing any chemical weapons. And this is, there is no argument actually all over the world now. There is no argument that that action took place according to wrong information and false information. And I think if the court agrees with that accusation, I think the court also has taken wrong rule, because this rule will contradict, and it is contradicting really what is the actual situation and what the activity that pharmaceutical plant was doing at that time, and what production that pharmaceutical plant produced at that time. And now, yani, we have a lot of witnesses, international witnesses from different regional and international organizations who visited that pharmaceutical plant, and they proved that the action from the United States of America was not justified.
Dr. Abdul-Latif, if you go by the ruling, it means that the U.S. does not necessarily have to pay the $50 million a lawsuit brought by the owners of the pharmaceutical company, or pay anything to your government. The ruling is quite clear on that.
You know, the rule, you know, actually, the United States of America should compensate, yani, the owners of the pharmaceutical plant. And I don't, yani, I am not in a position to estimate the cost and the loss that occurred as a result from that attack. But really, yani, this compensation should be paid. And before paying this compensation, United States of America government administration should at least apologize for Sudan people for that attack, as this, that attack was not taken according to correct information. And this is actually will at least let the people here in our country be relieved, because they are now feeling very angry, and they are not pleased from United States of America due to that action taken, because that action taken was taken according to lies and false information. And this is not the belief of Sudan people, but this is the belief of the whole people in our African continent and Arab League countries.
On what grounds do you think the American government should compensate the owners of the pharmaceutical plant, and why should America apologize to Khartoum?
Yes, I think that this compensation should be paid to the owners of the pharmaceutical plant, because those owners, they committed no mistake, because it is not forbidden from investors to build such pharmaceutical plant to produce medicine and drugs for the people, for the poor people, for their treatment. And I think they have paid a lot of, those owners paid a lot of money to construct and to equip that pharmaceutical plant. And I think they committed no mistake, or no, they were not guilty to build such a pharmaceutical plant for producing medicine. And that attack, actually, as I told you, that from the United States of America was not taken according to the information which is justifying that attack or that bombing. Number two, I think the apologization of United States of America should be, because whenever there is an attack or even an action taken by mistake or by wrong belief, at least if this wrong belief is discovered lately, that who took action should at least say, I'm very sorry for that action, and this will at least let the, our people here please, and then the compensation should be also paid for the owners, at least to remove the consequences of that loss happened not only to the owners of the pharmaceutical plant, but also the loss also created to our people, and created also to our country as a country enjoying full independence and sovereignty.